don't know the fucking names.
Oh, nobody knows the name of that one.
Welcome back to ASM Sakai, where we're going to talk about an anime where none of us know what the names are. It's called Kingdom. It's epic. We love it. It is something everybody should watch. It is such a great, great anime. Without further ado, Amy, take it away.
There was no fighting. There was no main battle scene or anything.
The past two episodes, I think the last episode he wasn't there. So yeah, it was the whole strategy how Ten basically brought the whole force here and there was no movement. So
yeah. We started the episode with the Fae Army's Vice General. What was her name?
Ten.
Not Ten.
Oh, you're talking about his wife. Yeah, his wife. Yeah, whatever.
Future wife.
Koi Tai.
And she's just getting more information. Yeah. Gathering more information. She tells you that in this combat sequence or these wars or anything like that, getting some background is the best strategy possible, right? You get to know your head, you get inside of it, and you see how they think. So while she's recovering, she's already like thinking about these things. And we really, I think, want her to get back to the battle scene. We want her to get back to Shin.
It's just badass.
Get started, girl. But I do think this, and this is what I was thinking. I'm like, for Bay Army, that's the name of the army, right?
Sure.
Which one?
What's their unit's name?
It's not Fei. It's
Haishin.
The unit's name.
Haishin unit. Haishin unit.
Haishin
unit.
Haishin.
Shin's army, right?
Yeah.
For them to get better, I think the vice general needs to start training other people in her skill set. Like,
it's supposed to be like
she already emphasizes she's from a rare tribe, bro. It's only
doesn't females. Matter. It's a training aspect of it because.
Shin, they do train, though. They do a lot of training.
Shin is the only one that is keeping up with her, and he's not even.
And the vice Shin, but that's what I mean. They need admirals, and they need people below for them to get stronger. The entire unit to get stronger. They need other additional members, that are.
It's a strong unit.
What was that?
I mean, it's a strong unit. I mean, Riboku is recognizing it, right?
I think they're showing the skills. Remember the other lieutenant. People undermined him. They thought he's not anything, but Shin and Ten believed in him, and he basically motivated everybody to cross.
That's tenacity and that's a little bit different than combat strength. What I'm thinking
but that's what Kingdom is good at too. Like I was telling Moro and I was talking to it, and it shows in the newest episode and the last episode, they're really putting Ten in this new light that she's so fucking badass.
I'm not talking about Ten. I'm not talking about Ten. Ten, Shin, and the general, vice general, are growing. Hands down, they're growing, and they keep getting stronger. But they need to have certain people under each one of them that are also growing at the same pace.
Let's be real, we don't know their names.
Not just Shin, not just Ten, but they need to have a team. I think.
Well, I don't know the names. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know if you noticed, but like there's other, I don't even know, like smaller captains that, you know.
Yeah, I did.
That's the people, yeah.
But, yeah, like the big dude. She got the big dude, the couple big guys.
Stronger, like we need to see.
Yeah,
that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, they're also training at the same time. Remember,
right now, like it's the recipe is usually like the big strategic phase where like people are just positioning. I think we'll see more of that once you get to the nitty gritty, like the final fight part, right? Like when Shin has to become the, you know, take off the head of one of the general, and then you see the other vice generals fighting through. I mean, it's supposed to be like. They're supposed to be still very early and weak, right? Like, it's 3,000. Is that what we confirmed last time? Like, 3,000 army or 2,000 army?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I guess we'll find out. But other than that, the episode was very background of the opposing...
Li Yan?
I really like how they do it. And that's one thing about Kingdom that's so fucking amazing is... We all know they have to fight, and they're fighting for the greater good of their own country, their king, blah, 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 loyalty, warriorship. But each story is like you connect with the person, especially this guy. He has such a motivational aspect. You're like, yo, man, this guy's so dope. He's going to suck. He's going to lose. But Shin's going to whoop that ass. So it's like it gives
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, are we Is he a good guy or a bad guy, bro? Like, he sounds like a fucking good guy. Like, what the fuck are we supposed to do?
Yeah. Well, he is a good guy. I want to make it clear.
Sympathize with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's war, right? It's not like the opponent is exactly evil. And in terms of evil, the most evil character in this arc right now is Kanki. Without a doubt, he's the most fucked up one. And this is like the dynamic that I don't remember what happened in the manga, to be honest with you.
We're cheering for Shin, not the bad guy. We're cheering for Shin. That's and a difference.
The greater China.
I just love the manipulation of Kanki, right? Like, he's playing a master game. He's so much smarter. And, you know.
Oh, yeah. And I noticed that, too. He's like, you know, at the end of the episode, he goes. They say, whatever the fucking guy's name is, Quin Shi.
Yeah, Quin Shi. Yeah.
I fucking know the fucking name. Fuck you guys.
Oh, what name? I'm surprised you actually knew his name.
He was like, Quin Shi never comes down to battle, and he sits in the background, let them until it's time to go in. But this time, he went down.
Yeah.
And that's when the general of the Hewn Army was like, these are the kind of people I like. These are the kind of people I fuck with. Right? Yeah. It's like he's so conniving and evil, and you could see it too. Shin's army, he's like, you know, they're waiting for their backup to come in, and they're not there.
No, they're not.
But you see in the background that Quin Shi is coming in. Now, my only hope was that Shin did promise that I'm going to take the general's head. And I'm hoping he's the one that takes it.
Oh, he is going to.
I don't think so. I think Quinn's general is going to take it, not Shin. Shin will take one of the main guys. But he's not taking Quin Shi.
He's gonna take the girly chick.
No, he's gonna take the girly dude. Whatever. No, Shin is gonna take the strong motherfucker.
No, there's two general. There's two people. Quin Shi.
Quin Shi is his name.
I think he's gonna.
There's one Quin Shi, and there's another one with like spiky hair.
The spiky hair is
Dong.
Yeah, something like that.
No, so okay, there's three. There's this dude that we just had the whole
beautiful story about. There's four.
Yeah,
one is Quin Shi. One is the one is the guy with one eye.
No, not him.
That's one of the strategist,
bro. That's the main strategist.
But the main one is the Quin Shi with the one with the that's the main general. Underneath him is the spiky hair where we get the backstory. The
and
unknown
the battle card on his face, and the third one with the eye.
Well, those are all under the spiky hair.
Spiky,
there
are three main guys underneath Quin Shi. That's what I'm saying, and I think Shin is going to take the one with the scars on his face, the strong one, the one he fought before. I think Shin is going to take him down.
Yeah, I guess that would make sense. Maybe he could take Quin Shi because
I don't see it happening. Like right there. See it happening.
But they're close to each other.
No, I don't see it happening because I already see that our general, the Quinn's army general, the vicious one, the evil one, he's already plotting it, bro. That motherfucker is already like, this is how I like it. So
I feel like the Kanki will like torture the guy. We like, oh, this is a good guy. The other general from the Linda or whatever. He's probably gonna torture him or something crazy.
Bro, it's fucked up the way we want our boy to win, but we know their fucking backstory and we want them to win also.
No.
I feel bad for them.
I sympathize with them, and it's already done with it, so I'm not gonna be like, oh no, did you win? I am Kim Shin. Ride or die.
Same here.
I want my boy to win. And if my boy is even on the evil side, you know, take it. Like, you know, Black Goku, let's go.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, it was just I can't even say strategy because it was the background story of the opposing side, Zhao's general, under Quin Shi. And you know, our vice general is just getting better. She's gonna come back strong. Ten is still, you know, keeping Shin in check. Like when Shin is like, "Oh, we got attacked." No, she's watching. She's watching, and I think this arc or this season is gonna be her season. Like this is when people are gonna be like, "All right, Shin is already up there. Now he's got a great strategist. who's like, who's done something that no one has ever done.
I think this Shin force is going to give 3 great generals.
Well, Ten cannot be a general. She could be a great strategist.
Why can a general? What? No, the fucking dude from Liu Zhao, the blue dude, he's a strategist and he's a general.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. She can be a general. But you did you notice where? I think it was Ten that said that Shin is in his radar now. What was his fucking name?
Yeah, Ryoboku.
We just saw his ass crack. Did you see his ass crack?
What?
When Sui got up, his ass crack was on show.
Oh, you're talking about, like, I was like, Ryoboku ass crack? What the fuck are you talking about?
When this fool got up, his ass crack was completely showing.
Public view.
And we're going to have to, like, censor that stuff.
Only cover fans. It. So, hey.
Fans, live view.
Yeah, only fans. Send the link.
Floating in the galaxy right now. God knows what he's doing. All we see is the galaxy and him floating around. What the fuck is this guy doing?
Like green screen fell.
But like, yeah, Ryoboku. Yeah, Ryoboku recognizes Shin. So that's
which is what we've been waiting for. Recognition of our boy.
Yeah, it's gonna keep getting better.
But I think by the end of the season, he should move up to the next level, which is like maybe 5,000, 8,000.
So at 5,000, you become a general.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they have. I think I don't remember if it's 2,000. It could be. You know, he could get 3,000 next. He could get 4,000 next.
He only has 3,000, I believe.
He only has 3,000. Maybe he gets 4,000 next. You know.
I think that if he's a general, I think he's moving. Bro, what a good story! What a good fucking story!
I do love the power leveling of Kingdom, right? It's kind of funny because he uses like the historical, so it has a hint of realism, but they still did a smart power leveling system, which is like his size of his army, right? Like that's kind of like, he's about to get 4,000 or 5,000.
Yeah. I think Kim's army is going to be, they're definitely going to be known up there. They're definitely going to be like the top dogs. In either this season or 2 more seasons, hands down, they're going to be like the known people not to fuck around with.
I think they're
known, yes, but they're not like
they're well known, especially for a small, you know, unit.
Yeah.
It's still like people are still like looking out for them, and like the main fucking general on the opposition side already knows. That they're pretty damn good.
It's time to eat you up, bro. That he came down by himself. Couldn't wait. But, you know, other than that, it was very straightforward episode. Nothing crazy. I give it like 6 or 7, you know.
Bro, Kingdom doesn't deserve anything less than...
I get it, but there was no battle sequence in it. And I like to watch... It
doesn't need to be.
I enjoy my battles. I enjoy...
It's your thing.
It was just... a history lesson of the other guy, which I don't give a fuck about, to be honest, because we're gonna kill them anyway. So I feel fucked up. So you know, I don't give a fuck about him.
No, but understand. No, but now it basically shows you the level of this dude. He's a fucking king, technically.
Yeah, but now when we kill them, all 3 of them, now we're gonna feel bad about it. And I don't want to do that, bro. Just fucking kill these motherfuckers. Yeah.
I feel bad that he's such a good guy and that we have to kill him, but it is what it is, bro. Shin for life.
Go ahead, rate it.
8.
Oh, nice.
8. I love the... I don't disagree too much about learning about the past of the characters that we never knew before this arc, and then learning like that we know he... Yeah, we like him, and then he's going to die anyways in this one, I'm guessing. most likely, so... it's not the big deal, but
I think you know it's different because usually when we hear about it, the other person is a douchebag, and this time it's not, and then we're like, "Fuck, why is that you, good guy?"
But for me, it's just like, what the fuck is Kanki up to? And I just every time Kanki is in the picture, it's always just like, what is his strategy? Because it's like every general, the current general, has their own unique style, and the other ones are like, you know, defensive strategy, and you have like certain, like, you know, defensive approach and stuff like that. With Kanki, it's like psychological warfare. Like, how do you fuck with other generals? And you can see it happening. And it's yeah, I do find that one a little bit more interesting. Every time I Kanki arcs, like, I can't go any lower than 8.
I needed some battle. I need Shin or Ten or the Vice General to, like, get involved in a battle. And that's why I watch Kingdom for those kind of moments. So that's why I can't give it more than a 6 or 7. Maybe 6.5.
Fair. Well, we all love Kingdom. Please go check it out. It's one of the best animes from start to finish. There's just, it just gets better and better and better. Fights, everything. Great. Highly recommended from all three of us. Like and subscribe. Comment below. We'll be back later. Peace.
Peace.